So four wins on the spin, Jordan. What were you guys doing during the international break?
Working very hard. All jokes aside, it's, you know, really good team spirit. And I think even at the start of the season when we weren't being rewarded with the wins, I think everybody kind of thought that, you know, we're actually playing quite well and we're moving the ball about and being a bit unlucky and bits and bobs. So, you know, it's nice that we've been a little bit fortunate and we are getting that run of the ball and things are going our way, but we know that can change in a blink of an eye, and we're going to have to be right on our game come Saturday for what will be a very tough Wigan side and onwards from that. So we're just going to have to try and take one game at a time and work as hard as we can. And I think that's all you can do, especially when games come thick and fast as they are.
Wigan can't be underestimated, can they? Because they obviously did brilliantly last season, but they have actually started this season really well as well.
Yeah, and they're above us in the table, so you know, we're going to have to treat them with the utmost respect. And I think I read a stat the other day that they're 100% at home. I could be wrong in thinking that. 100% at home and a few points away from home as well. So, you know, they're a very good side, and, you know, we ran away with the League One, didn't they, last year? So, yeah, we're going to have to be right on our game Saturday. Get well recovered now and, see how we get on.
Can you remember when your last hat-trick was?
Yes, I can. Peterborough for Blackburn. Couldn't really tell you. I would say probably 2013, maybe. But, so it was nice to win. Nice to get the three today.
Lovely. And it gives your Norwich career personally a nice boost. That's five for the season now, isn't it? So you pleased? Does that sort of not get the monkey off your back, because obviously you already scored, but taking a little bit of pressure off your shoulders perhaps?
No, I never feel like that in situation. I'm just happy to help the team. You know, it's not about individual accolades and scoring and assists and things. It's a matter of Norwich City or whoever team I'm playing for, getting the job done on the night and working as hard as I can for the team. And it's nice as strikers when the goals do go in, but at the same time sometimes they don't, but you have to contribute in your own little way and work as hard as you can. And I think that's all you can do, especially as professionals. You've just got to keep working hard. And nights like this don't always happen, so it's nice to enjoy them.
Just finally from me, obviously Timo's been doing very well and he sort of had the starting role at the moment, but there was a nice moment in the QPR game where you sort of backed up your words then when you came on. You could see the big smile on your face, and obviously it was a televised game. You could see how pleased you were for Timo. So has that sort of emphasised the spirit that's in the dressing room at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, coming off there again, Timo was one of the first to come up to me and give me a great big hug and say well done and things. And that's not just me and Timo's relationship. We are good friends, but the same with Dennis, the same with Steepy. You know, the same with everyone. It's one of the best changing rooms I've been in football. And what a great bunch of lads. And I think you can see that on the pitch. We're all willing to run that extra yard for one another. And hopefully, like I said, long may that continue.
Top man, well done.
Thank you.